organisms with whom they occupied the same environment. About 2 million years back, you just may have seen a similar setting to what is obtainable today, a complete human society with mothers, children, fathers, and youths going about their normal activities. These ancient humans did play, love, make friends with one another, and so much more. Yet, there was nothing extraordinary about that because, just as they did, chimpanzees, baboons, and a host of other animals did the same. As it then, humans could not fathom the great feats that their descendants would one day come to achieve. Humans, before the advent of history, were just a bunch of unimportant animals who were no different nor had any consequence on their world than other animals did. According to biologists, if a certain animal has intercourse with another animal, they are classified as belonging to the same species, irrespective of the fact that they may be entirely different animals. For example, a bulldog and a spaniel. Both look physically different from one another, yet belong to the same species. When species are birthed from an ancestor common to them, they are called genus, the plural form being genera. Organisms are often identified with a genus, which is closely followed by the organism's species. This is seen in the case of the lion, which is called Panthera leo, the leo species belonging to the Panthera genus. Humans are Homo sapiens, i.e., the sapiens species belonging to the Homo or man genus. Genera, plural form of genus, are clustered together to form families. Such families include cats, dogs, and elephants, for example. Family members trace their heredity back to an ancestor. For example, all cats, including lions, come from a mutual cat-like ancestor who lived about 25 million years ago. Like cats, humans who are Homo sapiens belong to a family. For a long time, however, humans chose to deny this fact, setting ourselves apart from animals as people without family members. That's untrue. Humans are from a large family of apes, with our relations being animals such as chimpanzees and gorillas. 6 million years ago, a female ape birthed two daughters. One is the ancestor of all chimpanzees today. The other brought forth the human race. This is not all. As humans, we not only have a long lot of archaic, uncivilized, and perhaps uncultured cousins, we equally had siblings, male and female alike. We assume we are the only human species there has ever been, yeah? The truth is, there existed lots of other species besides us, Homo sapiens. It might interest you to know that sooner than we expect, we might have to deal with humans who do not belong to the sapiens species. Humans, for the first time, evolved in East Africa, from a lineage of apes 2 million years ago. These uncivilized ancient men and women left to settle in some parts of North Africa, Asia, and Europe. Owing to the geographical and environmental factors they met within the different choices of places to settle, they evolved differently too, thus birthing several species of humans. Those in Western Asia and Europe evolved into Homo neanderthalensis. Eastern Asia had Homo erectus, while Indonesia had Homo soliensis. Somewhere in Indonesia, humans gradually became dwarves, following an environmental condition which resulted in the loss of lives of the much bigger folks. Over time, we have been made to believe that we belong to a straight line of descent. This isn't the case, however, as the world that we now live in once housed several diverse human species. Different as these species are, one striking characteristic all humans share is the presence of really large brains when compared with other animals. This was present even with ancient humans, and this is not a function of evolution. If it were, animals would have also evolved into having amazing levels of intelligence. A big brain drains the body physically. As a matter of fact, the human brain consumes not less than 25% of energy when the body is at rest. Ancient humans compensated nature for their really large brains by spending more